More tea, Pelly, my dear? You're far too hard on yourself, my dear, sweet, homicidally insane Pelagius. What would the people do without you? Dance? Sing? Smile? Grow old? You're the best septum that's ever ruled. Well, except for that Martin fellow, but he turned into a dragon god, and that's hardly Spartan. You know, I was there for that whole sordid affair. Marvelous times! Butterflies, blood, a fox, and a severed head! Oh, and the cheese. To die for. Wrong! Actually, you do. Sort of. I'm a part of you, little mortal. I'm a shadow of your subconscious. A blemish on your fragile little psyche. You know me. You just don't know it. I've been called by many names. Skooma Cat. Asshole. Now you can call me Anne-Marie. But only if you're partial to being flayed alive and having an angry immortal skip rope with your entrails. If not, then call me Sheogorath. Deirdre, Prince of Madness. Charmed. If you need any help, talk to Haskell. He's got more brains than a brain pie. Ooh, brain pie. Care to donate? You dare interrupt me? Only I interrupt me! Just like then. You're making my teeth itch! Whoops, I guess the cat's out of the bag on that one. Who puts cats in bags anyhow? Cats hate bags. I'm so happy I could just tear out your intestines and strangle you with them. I once dug a pit and filled it with clouds. Or was it clowns? It doesn't matter. It didn't slow him down. But it really began to smell. Must have been clowns. Clouds don't smell. They taste of butter and tears.